Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Today's guest is world-renowned image and brand specialist Parker Geiger of the Chuva Group, who joins us to discuss the release of his latest book, The Game, Learn It, Change It, Win It, Networking 1.0 and 2.0, which focuses on face-to-face and online networking and how to live between the two worlds seamlessly. So welcome, Parker.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you.
Now, Parker, what does personal branding, this is what you specialize in, what does it really mean, and what are some misconceptions that people have?
Well, personal branding is, you know, it basically means how, psychologists call it impression management, how others manage the impressions that others form of them. And it's really critical that the offline and the online is aligned with each other, so there's consistency there.
Okay, and how will personal branding and what you're doing for how people perceive you impact not just the online image, but as you say, also the offline?
Yes, the offline is what we're most familiar with when you think about personal branding, because that's your foundation. The younger generation, XYZ generation, they're not really familiar with how to really technically network face-to-face. And so you're getting these two worlds that are colliding right now. There was a gentleman that I spoke with, one of my younger clients, and he said, I went to a networking event, and I was asked what I do, what do I do for a living? And he couldn't answer. He goes, I finally said I do everything. Of course, we know that's not a good response. And so because he lived in that world where everybody was networking with him because they knew what he did already. And it's just as much as a challenge to somebody who's not really great at the internet world. How do they position their offline brand with the online brand? So there is a way to align the two, but the offline brand is the foundation because your picture, whether you put it off, you know, when you put it on your social site, needs to represent who you are and what you know, just as much as it does if you're using that for, say, a bio or a cover story in a magazine.
Now, Parker, you mentioned a client of yours couldn't answer the question, what do you do? And I assume that that question comes up a lot in networking events, whether it is face-to-face and, of course, you know, online as well. How can you effectively answer that question?
Well, a lot of people call it the elevator speech, and I want to be real clear about that. The elevator speech is a sales pitch, and when you're networking, you're somewhat selling, but you're not pitching someone. You don't have a 30-second window. The elevator speech basically came back from, like, in the Hollywood days when you got called on the elevator with someone who could influence and create a show that you had an idea. So you're pitching someone an idea, an executive, and you had 30 seconds to do it in. What you really want to do is engage person in conversation. It's what I call a personal sounding bite, someone's personal sounding bite. And those sounding bites should be adjusted with who the person you're speaking with. For example, if someone says to one of my consultants, what do you do? And they say image consultant. Well, that's kind of interesting, but what if they were an accountant? You know, and they said, I'm an accountant. Well, everybody else in the room's an accountant. We all know what that is. How do you really differentiate yourself from everybody else in your industry? So if I'm speaking to someone who might be more of a just in conversation and it's not really going to go anywhere, I've kind of summed that up and that's what I do. My response to them could be, I teach people how to dress, act, eat, and behave in business. And that creates a great conversation. You never know. It might lead to someone that they know that can use our services. But if I'm speaking to a VP, say a director of training or a senior HR professional, and they ask me what I do, I would respond differently. I would bring it to a little bit higher level and say, I help professionals enhance their visibility, image, and performance in the marketplace. And that leads to more discovery. How do you do that? It's interesting. You know, I've heard about that, but what do you do? How does that work? How does that happen? And depending on our previous conversation, would determine how I direct that conversation from there.
And is this part of what you call the elaborate technique so that you're encouraging conversation?
Yes, that's a technique psychologists call elaborate techniques, and I use that a lot particularly my clients that are more introverted, it's very challenging for an introvert. You know, a big misperception about introverts is that they're not expressive. Introverts can be very expressive. They just got to be comfortable. One-on-one, they're great. So what I tell a person to do that's more introverted when they're networking is use the elaborate technique, which is where, for example, if someone says, oh, I'm going to Miami next week on vacation, I would elaborate on that and say, I used to live in Miami. Would you like to know some places that are kind of not tourist and some really good food or places to shop? And then that engages them in conversation. What's great about that in that technique is it's great for introverts because it gets the other person to speak about themselves. What's really great about it for us extroverts is because what we don't really do well is listen. So it's a great way for us to just listen, engage the other person in conversation so I can learn more about that individual and who they are so that I could better address what their needs might be.
And what are the three things, I want you to leave our listeners with this, the three mm-hmm. things that people need to know most about successful image building?
Well, I think part of it is, if you know, we relate it back to networking, for example, particularly face-to-face, you know, most people go to networking events, and even if they're networking online, they kind of have a purpose. Most people are not really doing business, they're socializing, they're not networking, they're socializing. So always have a purpose. Particularly this is important if they're with teams and they go out and network together. If it's like a family reunion, people go to a family reunion, they end up sitting with the people they see every day versus what they see every 6 months or every year. So you want to make sure that your team or you as a person, individual, really has a purpose of what are you going there. So a purpose might be for an individual to meet a lot of people. Well, you can't do that. You know, you can't meet 30 people in 2 hours if you spend an hour speaking to one person. So you want to make sure that you spend 8 to 12 minutes with each person. Or it might be that you want to specifically meet one particular person. So you might team up with someone to kind of get you in that situation that knows that person so that you can get that introduction. That's one. The other one is being consistent. A lot of people are very inconsistent. They're very consistent, say, for example, offline. You know, the image looks, they look the part, they dress the part, they act the part. But then they have on their LinkedIn at a beach in a sunset drinking a margarita. So consistency is very important. It's just like real estate. It's all about location, location, location. Personal branding, networking, offline, online, is all about consistency. And I think the other part would be diversify. It's what I call having a diverse network portfolio, meaning don't put all your eggs in one basket. If all your LinkedIn is all about people you work with every day or in the same industry, let's say you get laid off. I mean, those type people, all you can do is do that same industry. You really want to diversify your network of people, and there's strategies behind that. But if you just start reaching out to different diversities that relate to what you do and your interests. So, for example, if you wanted to join a nonprofit organization, do something that is of interest to you, but maybe you have three different choices of organizations. You would look at the board of directors and see how that might relate to your industry. So you always got to bring it back to what's in it for you as the individual. But the most important thing is you want to diversify those contacts, offline and online.
Well, Parker, you've given us a lot of information to really sink our teeth into about image building and networking and personal brands. And, of course, our listeners can find out more information on Parker Geiger, his books and services, at the website chuvagroup.com. And we'll spell that C-H-U, V as in Victor, A, group, chuvagroup.com. And check out businesssavvyskills.com. And you can test your networking skills there as well. Parker's latest book, The Game, Learn It, Change It, Win It, Networking 1.0 and 2.0, is available, of course, on Amazon.com. And thank you, Parker, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Stacey, thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.